this program has six parts. Two help the students get better prepared. Two help the companies with legal advice and a rating system to encourage them to be globally minded. The other two are really in the middle of the sandwich, which are the university international student offices and the career service offices. They play a critical role in advising the students and advising the companies and being the glue between that activity on campus. That's why it's very important that we had representatives of the international student and career services from our five universities that are part of the St. Louis Mosaic Project Steering Committee come together and help craft this with us.
So part of this is companies can get 1 hour of free legal advice. How much can they get out of just an hour of meeting with an immigration attorney?
If a company says, I'd like to hire a certain student, but they want to just understand how could it happen, what would it cost, what is the process, what would be the timing, they can learn that over the phone within an hour. Because we've heard one of the barriers is people say, oh, it's so expensive or it's so hard. And the answer is it isn't that expensive. It does cost a few thousand dollars. But if you have a skilled, talented person that you want, it isn't the money, but it is actually the expertise of how to do it.
We're talking about hiring international students for primarily STEM jobs or science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. But how would you respond to someone who says, what's in it for the St. Louis region to help international students stay after graduation if ultimately some of our own students are having a hard time finding jobs after they earn diplomas?
Well, some of it is the nature of STEM jobs, that really a high proportion of the STEM graduates are the international students. And we do have a growing number of STEM jobs that are going unfilled. And the other aspect is really companies want the best talent. And often it could be an international student that brings that skill set that they want. And so the question is, how do we allow that to happen? Because it's going to help our companies thrive and actually create more jobs as our own companies in our region can use talent and expand. Another reason is that we also invest in these students. Many of the students that are in STEM have postdoctoral grants, and our universities are investing in them, and we train them, and we invest in them for their global knowledge, and then we don't have a mechanism to keep them, even if we have companies that would like to hire them.
And part of this, as well as I understand it, is that the theory is if you're able to help more international students find jobs after graduation here in the St. Louis region, then the universities here develop a reputation among international students as being a good place to go to school. And ultimately, those dollars from those international students will filter into the regional economy.
Yes. Brookings just did a major report about the dollar value that international students bring to each market, and it is a large number. And so it's very much in the region's interest, as well as the university's interest, to be a draw for these international students to come and to fuel the economy at the university as well as the job market.
Yeah, and we're talking about retaining international students in terms of getting a job at a local company or even a local startup. But there's a lot of international students who come here and perhaps as part of their postdoc develop a great business idea, a great startup idea. And there's really not an avenue for those students to stay in this country or in the St. Louis region, for that matter, as it currently stands.
Yeah, as a country, we are suffering right now because we don't have straightforward entrepreneurial visas available. It's been one of the ideas that has been taken to Congress, but until we have really a comprehensive immigration reform, we don't have a straightforward entrepreneurship visa for either working people all over the world that would like to bring their companies here or for students. There are some hybrids that are being looked at, but really we're kind of in an unproven ground for entrepreneurship, which is something that would help our own United States economy if we could figure that out.
Yeah, and we were talking earlier that there's some experimentation around this idea of retaining international students who ultimately have startup ideas. I'm thinking in particular about in Massachusetts, where there's a plan and a partnership between universities and the city of Boston, for example, to try and figure out how they can house some of those entrepreneurs on some of their college campuses. Are you keeping an eye on that? And if so, how promising of an idea do you think that would be?
Massachusetts is looking at a very broad entrepreneurial bill that has many components. And one of them, which is a very small part really, is how to do the visas better for sponsorship. So we have a number of our universities and our legal immigration experts in town that have formed a bit of a task force, and we are looking at it, and we are brainstorming ways that we could also think about piloting ideas here. So we are definitely keeping an eye on it and also looking at other avenues that we might have to experiment, like Massachusetts is still in the hypothetical stage, but there are some techniques that we could maybe consider.
And how much of this is laying the groundwork for a possible change in immigration policy at the national level?
We have to do this regardless of whether the national scene changes. But if we do this well and we are viewed as preparing the students and the career service and the international services and then the companies better than other regions, the whole region will benefit. And the universities here will benefit because more students will want to come to all of our universities because they see there's a pathway toward potentially staying here. So it becomes a regional competitive advantage.